This congregation, like many other Unitarian Universalist congregations I've served, observes this tradition of remembering friends and loved ones who have passed away. Within our community are people who celebrate and observe many distinct religious and ethnic traditions at this time of year, all with unique histories and modern expressions. Samhain, Day of the Dead, All Saints and All Souls Day, all different, yet all honor the dead and acknowledge that those who have died and even death itself have something to teach us about life. But how often do we really reflect on the truth that we are mortal? How real is the notion of death to us who are in the midst of living? Each of us certainly receives reminders through our lives that we won't live forever. Going to see the doctor for a physical, watching the news, or going to a friend or loved one's funeral or memorial service can all make concrete the reality that our lives will one day end. Even though we may not like to think about it, we will die, returning to the earth from which we are fed and sustained, back to the earth from which all life has grown, evolving, regenerating the wonders of creation every day. Knowledge of death is a funny thing. It can disillusion us, causing us to wonder whether our lives are important if all we are destined for is death. Or it can bring into sharp focus the reality that our lives and what we do with them are very, very precious. Though our dominant culture would have us live as if we will never die, the truth is that our lives are precious because they are finite, and what we do with them matters. The finitude of my life draws into focus the limited time I have, helps me see the urgency of living with what's really important at my very core. I don't have a moment to spend rationalizing why making my life better wouldn't work out or would just take too much time or just be too hard. The joys of life, the overwhelming need in our world, and the beauty of the earth all call me, call us, to rest our gaze not on our vanity as the first brother did in our story this morning, not on the losses of the past like the second brother, but on the horizon, on living our lives to the fullest so that when death comes to take us to whatever it is that comes after this life, we can greet it as a friend, satisfied with the gifts our lives make to those who come after us. And so on this day of remembering, enriched by so many different traditions, let us lift up not only the memories of our friends and our loved ones and our ancestors, let's lift up the spirit of the legacy that they and others have left us. Let's each consider whether we are truly living the way we want to be, the way we need to be, the way that joy and beauty and the world's great need call us to live, the way that those ordinary saints who have gone before us would have us live. For in remembering together, we give everyone here today grace and space to gather new wisdom and courage, guidance and gratitude from those saints and ancestors who have gone before us, and to rise from the depths of death back into the fullness of abundant living. I invite everyone to rise in body or spirit for our closing hymn. It's a traditional one at the end of memorials and funerals in Louisiana. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Won't you be seated? I have a few announcements for us this morning. First of all, happy early Halloween!
As is our custom, I invite you to rise in body or spirit and join the hands of someone nearby. Friends, we remember them. We remember what they meant to us. And now as we go out into the world to live lives that honor their legacy and build a legacy of our own, one we would be proud to be remembered for, our worship has ended, but our service just begins.